Welcome back to Health Matters with Fred Bottomer on KMOX.
Preventive care should be free to patients under the Affordable Care Act. But one woman in New Hampshire was charged more than $2,000 for a colonoscopy in 2021. Kaiser Health News contributing writer Michelle Andrews joins us now to talk about this. Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to talk with you.
So tell me the story of Elizabeth Melville.
Well, Elizabeth did what a lot of people in their 50s do. She visited her primary care doctor, and he said, well, you know, you should get a screening colonoscopy. And she was 59 years old. It's recommended generally for people every 10 years after the age of 45. But because she'd had a previous colonoscopy about 6 years earlier, when they'd found and snipped out a polyp, just a cluster of cells, they often recommend that people get tested more frequently than every 10 years in those cases. So this was about 6 years later, and her doctor said, let's take another look.
So what happened?
What happened was they found another polyp, just one small polyp, which they snipped out while she was sedated, and it was benign, and she assumed that it would be, in terms of insurance, handled the very same way her first test had been handled, which was no payment. And then she got a $2,200 bill.
But should it have been fully covered?
Yes, it should have been. There's some wiggle room that insurers and healthcare providers like hospitals have on whether they decide something is for screening purposes or for diagnostic purposes. But in this case, she didn't have any symptoms of colon cancer. This was purely for screening purposes. And yeah, it should have been covered without her having to pay anything.
So what was the resolution here?
Well, Elizabeth Melville, when she got the bill, she first thought that it must be a mistake because, you know, as we've talked, you know, she didn't have to pay anything for the first test. And she called the hospital and they said, No, this wasn't a mistake. You had a polyp removed, and that made the procedure diagnostic rather than screening. And subsequent conversations between Dartmouth Health, the health system, and Cigna, her insurer, that position was reiterated. And so at that point, she put in an appeal, appealed that decision, and she also contacted us at Kaiser Health News, and we started to look into it. And ultimately, her claim was reprocessed, and she doesn't owe a penny.
Well, that's great news. But how does this trickle down to us? What do we need to know?
Well, I think it's really important to know that when you get a screening colonoscopy, there should be no charge if they snip out a polyp. That has been something that the federal government has clarified many times in its rules. And so that's always something to fight if that should happen to you. One thing you might want to try is to check ahead of time before you get the procedure and just clarify with your healthcare provider that that's how they're going to code it. You know, all these medical procedures have codes, that that's how they're coding it, is for screening purposes and not diagnostic purposes. And another thing to do, of course, is always ask for the paperwork ahead of time if you're going to have to sign things saying that, you know, you're consenting to this procedure, et cetera, because then you have a chance to really look through it and make sure that you're, you know, not, there are no hidden minefields in the paperwork.
And sometimes when you're just about to get the colonoscopy, they ask you to sign papers about do you want to do it or not because of charges. That's kind of a bad time to ask.
People certainly aren't at their best, especially perhaps after they've, you know, done the prep for a colonoscopy. If you've ever done that, it's not that pleasant. And, you know, they maybe are a little anxious about this upcoming test. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's not the best time to be signing that paper and agreeing to things that you may not want to agree to.
What about an anesthesiologist that might get involved that would charge you because they're out of network? What do you do about that?
Well, if you are at an in-network facility and having your procedure done and the anesthesiologist is unbeknownst to you out of network, then typically you shouldn't have to pay out-of-network charges for that. But in general, that anesthesiologist service should be included as part of your no-cost procedure. So, you know, just that's not something you should have to worry about, and you should fight it if you get charged.
This all seems kind of discouraging when everyone recommends a colonoscopy, but then there are hidden costs further down the road if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, don't you think?
I do think so. And, you know, what people have found who've researched these kinds of questions, you know, is when people have to pay out of pocket for important screening exams to prevent cancer, that out-of-pocket cost really does deter people from getting the test. And certainly in the case of a colonoscopy where, you know, it's an invasive test and you have to do a bowel prep ahead of time, you're not really very eager to do the test perhaps anyway. So any roadblock is one that might, you know, send you away without doing it. So it's important to remove those problems.
So remind us once again, what are the recommendations for colonoscopies?
If you're of average risk, you should get a colonoscopy starting at age 45 until age 75 every 10 years. That's the standard screening recommendation.
And the difference between a screening colonoscopy and a diagnostic colonoscopy is what?
Well, a diagnostic colonoscopy is looking for a problem that they think you might have, whether you've had some kinds of symptoms and they think you might have colorectal cancer or any other sort of condition. And in that case, they're not just taking a look to make sure everything's okay. They're actually going in to see if you might have a condition that needs treatment.
So the bottom line here, Michelle, is if you get a bill for something that you thought was covered and all of a sudden you're paying a lot for it, don't just pay it, check it out.
Always. That's always good advice. You know, too often people don't check it out and they don't appeal. And, you know, the success rate for people when they do appeal a bill is pretty good. So, you know, you can always give it a shot. And sometimes, you know, healthcare providers will work with you as well to reduce your costs. They may not, but it's always worth a try.
Michelle, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Kaiser Health News contributing writer Michelle Andrews. And that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If there are parts of this show you want to hear again, please log on to KMOX.com and look under the podcast section. Or you can download the Odyssey app and favorite KMOX. This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. Please join me again next week at the same time for another edition of Health Matters on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.